Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What dive is he going to do?
The triple Lindy.
You got to make that transition. If you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside. You know, I would recommend that that's not the case. I would recommend you have an added area of protection. But any other time, if you're vaccinated and you are outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All outstanding fines and penalties that have been applied against individuals are suspended.
No fines, no penalties. We got to move forward as a state. We are the oasis of freedom.
Prancing in the fields, dancing and prancing. Fresh air, dandelions.
So let's build off that and let's not go backwards on any of this stuff.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The CDC this afternoon has lifted the indoor mask requirement if you have been vaccinated. And so the fallback position seems to be, well, how do we know someone's been vaccinated or not? And I've gotten a couple of calls on this that the call screeners have picked up on. If you've been vaccinated, it doesn't really matter, does it? You're okay. Don't worry. Mind your own business, okay? It's most likely not going to kill the person who's not vaccinated. It's definitely not going to kill you. So, you know, minding other people's business seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. That's what Hank Williams Sr. saying so long ago. 844-500-4242. Email. The president, Joe Biden, just made a reference to the empty chairs. He's trying to do this, emotional speech. And he's talking about the empty chairs at the table, people who have died, et cetera, et cetera. Email Allen says Clint Eastwood approves of Biden's empty chair reference. Remember that in the 2012 convention? And you know, he's taken a page from his old boss's playbook too, when he said, some said it couldn't be done. Yeah, you were one of them. You and Kamala Harris were two of the people who said it couldn't be done. And Kamala said she wouldn't even get the vaccine when Trump was president. And now they're pretending that they did this all by themselves. 844-500-4242. I implore the local TV stations, do not let Charlie Parker get out of Massachusetts tonight without having to respond to this. He has to say something. He does not deserve to get a weekend off, because he says his press office says he's going to spend the entire weekend in D.C. with his family. I don't know if Gropey's going down, but his wife's going down with him. And he's got to say something about this. And it's just, you know, the fact is that Massachusetts is still just about the most shut down state in the union. And the Mass Fiscal Alliance just issued a statement about this. Today's news from the CDC is a significant step toward normalcy for countless Americans, unless you happen to live in Massachusetts. Governor Baker's decision to be the last state in the country to reopen is completely at odds with what every other state is doing. The scientists and physicians at the CDC are taking steps to move our country forward. Governor Baker should do the same for Massachusetts. I think he should. He should reconsider his position. He should follow the science. He's been following the science fiction for 14 months now. And, we have the third highest death rate in the country. We've had the highest unemployment rate in the country. His whatever policies he's promoted have been abysmal failures. He had a terrible vaccination rollout. He's caught up a little bit with it. But, it's time to move on. Get the state back to work. 844-500-4242. Is there anything worth taking here, or do we have?
But if you've not been vaccinated, please wear the mask. Please wear the mask. Thank you.
Is there an update on your meeting with the Republicans, sir?
We had a very, very good meeting. It was great to be back with so many of the colleagues that I had served with in the Senate. And I am very
whose names I can't remember.
We can reach a reasonable agreement. But even if we don't, it's been a good faith. There's a good faith effort just been started.
Compromise on anything other than the corporate tax?
We didn't compromise on anything. What we did was I laid out what I thought we should be doing, how it should be paid for. And my colleagues in the Senate came back and said they'll come back to me with a counteroffer of what they are prepared to do and fund and how to fund it. And then we'll talk again next week. So thank you all so very much.
His colleagues in the Senate. He's still in the Senate. Well, that's better than being in the House, which he said during the campaign. He was never in the House. And he thought he was, apparently. 844-500-4242. 207 says, CVS in Maine just made me put my mask on until they get guidance from the company. Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to be for a while. But again, I mean, we just got to, take these little baby steps back to normalcy. I mean, this is absurd what's going on. I mean, I think all of us have places that we think, this is where I want to take my mask off. For me, it's Market Basket. And for this guy in Maine, it's CVS.
Everybody. For me, it's just walking around in the hallways in this building, going to the bathroom, whatever.
Yeah, we've had some VIPs. We had a woman last week. She went to the ladies' room without a mask on because we told her she didn't have to wear a mask. There aren't that many people in this building anymore. And she got yelled at by some woman in the building.
I bet I knew who it was. Same Karen that yelled at me.
Yeah.
Same one that yelled at Grace.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to say now? What are they going to say?
I've got a response ready for them, whatever it is.
What is it? What's your response?
I can't say it on air.
Well, how about this? I'm going to be Karen. How do I know you've had your vaccination?
What the hell does it matter? Karen?
Yeah, Karen, if you've had your vaccination, it really doesn't matter, does it? You know? And again, these are all the same people that they support everyone's right to choose, unless it's a right to choose to wear a mask. They support you. You have the right to do whatever you want in your own bedroom, as long as you have a mask on when you come out of the bedroom. 844-500-4242. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes, Harry, I was wondering if you can speak to the timing of this new CDC announcement of the masks being lifted indoors, because interestingly enough, just 6 hours before their announcement, Governor DeSantis was making a public announcement as well, saying that he was going to pardon anybody who had violated the mask mandate, basically in effect throwing down the gauntlet that the masks are not necessary. But it's so peculiar that just 6 hours later, the CDC has miraculously come out and done away with masks.
Well, I saw, he was on last night with Laura Ingraham and on Fox, and he had these two people that had been, I guess, arrested at a gym in St. Petersburg. And he said he was going to pardon them. And see, I think the problem in Florida, as in other states, including New Hampshire, is that, the governor can lift the mandate, whether it's Sununu or DeSantis, but the Republicans believe in local control, federalism, whatever you want to call it. So it's like Sununu said when we had him on the air, if the city of Nashua, the city of Portsmouth wants to keep the ban in effect or to keep the mask mandate in effect, he's not going to do anything about it. And in Florida, the three southernmost counties, one of which I live in, Palm Beach and Broward and Dade, they still wanted to keep the mask mandate on. And so, I mean, it was not across the board or anything like that, but people, a lot of places still had it in effect. So I think what DeSantis wanted to do was just tell everybody that if you get bagged for this kind of nonsensical rule violation, he's gonna pardon you. I tell you though, Lisa, I think this had more to do with what happened to Fauci earlier this week with Rand Paul at that Senate hearing where it came out pretty clearly that that Fauci had funneled money to the Wuhan lab in the city where the virus definitely originated. They don't know if it came out. They don't know for 100% sure whether it came out of the lab or it came out of this live meat market. But it definitely came out of Wuhan, and Fauci was funneling through intermediaries, through cutouts, millions of dollars to these labs. And he was very, very evasive, very dodgy in his answers. And it was coming down hard on him. And I don't think Democrats were impressed with his performance. I think they had to do something. 844-500-4242. This is we'll be taking some more calls in this next segment, but this is going to make it even more fun to be on Cape Cod this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be a lot of people on Cape Cod. I'm going to be down there, the mailroom manager, all our kids. Grace is going to be down there. We're going to be doing a lot of remotes, and we're going to be in close contact with each other, driving around and hanging out on the beach. And you know what? I've learned that I have rather unique tastes in music and podcasts. No one else seems to like what I want to play. That's where the Raycons come in, the earbuds. Everybody, no matter how many people you have, they can be in close contact, and you don't have to worry about anybody else's music. And you get great sound with Raycon wireless earbuds. My advice to you is wherever you go this summer, whether it's to the beach or to the lake or just hanging around your backyard, make sure you have your Raycons with you. Wherever you go, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing in a compact charging case. You know, it's really frustrating when you put your earbuds in and you realize the batteries are dying. That's not a big problem with Raycon. Raycon has 24-hour battery life. That gives you all kinds of portability. You can go anywhere you want and have hours of listening pleasure, whatever you're listening to, true crime podcasts or music or anything else.
And what's really great, Howie, is as soon as you open the case, they come to life. There's no fiddling around with them or anything like that. You don't have to remember how to turn them on. They turn themselves on. They connect to whatever you have right in front of you, and it's absolutely awesome.
Take them wherever you go, whether you're going to work or to workouts or to just hang out at the beach or go onto the golf course or anything. Wherever you go, Raycons are an absolute must-have for your daily grind. Listen up, Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes each week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think most businesses or buildings where you are will still require masks?
Yes, for a while longer, unfortunately.
80% say yes.
All right. I got an email here from a friend of mine. Can you imagine if your religion, everything you believed in, got swept right out from under your feet? They're not going to give up their religion, though. It's not going to happen overnight. This was a religion that took hold very quickly because it was promoted so heavily, you know, the religion of fear and panic and terror. And it's going to be hard to uproot it. But they're not, You walk around without a mask tonight. You try to get into a supermarket, say, or probably a drugstore without a mask. You're still going to get yelled at by Karens. It's going to take a while, I think. But it's on its way out, I think, at this point. And Jay from Chelsea says, how do you know that they're not just going to pull this again if the polling numbers are bad for the midterm elections? You act like they can't have a round two. They'll just bring back the panic to steal another election. Well, I don't know. It'll be harder, though, Jay. I'm not saying they won't try it, but I think it'll be more difficult. You know what they say, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Or you bet, vice versa. I'm just so excited. I'm getting everything mixed up today. I feel like Joe Biden. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hey, Howie, how you doing? Thanks Good. For taking me. Hey, look, I agree with you most of the time. I'd say, close to 90%, 95%. But I got to say this, and this goes along with Gracie, a 29-year-old that, what she said today was absolutely ridiculous. But, you trash talk the vaccine and Fauci and the mask, and I'm with you 100%. I mean, wearing a mask is like putting up a chain link fence to keep the mosquitoes from coming into your yard. Absolutely doesn't work, never did, never will. And
so what's your problem then, you Chris?
The problem is you went out and got the jab. And here you are trash talking it. Why would you even get a needle? And she's talking about going out and getting it.
Because I don't want to have to deal with the BS. It's easy. I'm healthy enough. I don't think it's going to kill me. There's a 1 in a million chance it'll kill me. I got a better chance of being killed in a car going home tonight than I do of getting a fatal shot from the vaccine. So why the hell wouldn't I take it, Chris?
No, what wouldn't kill you? The needle is more risk in taking the needle to kill you than getting the fake virus.
I am 0% worried about the virus, and I'm just about zero worried about the shot. But I don't want to have to spend my life worrying about some fascistic governor like Charlie Parker or Janet Mills putting in a vaccine passport. I can't not be able to get on an airplane, Chris. I know it's not an ideologically pure thing that I'm doing. I'm taking the path of least resistance. I think you've called before. I don't know why you're so PO'd about this. I'm just trying to make sure I don't have any problems, and that's all. Who wants to go through life having to deal with a show me your papers, please. I can't deal with that. And I would rather not have a society like the one we have where they stoked this panic for all these 14, 15 months. But that's the society I live in. So I have to deal with it. Thanks for the call, Chris. Eugene.
Your papers are not in order.
Eugene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eugene.
Yep, go ahead. I'm sorry, Howie. I enjoyed you very much. I shook your hand one day. In fact, you have a picture of my father. I am one of the ones. Oh, he was on Jackie Gleason's show. But anyways, I don't want to get to that because you know that already. But what I wanted to say, Howie, is I'm also American Indian. My father's father was Native American.
Get to it.
He was not European.
Get to it,
and,
Eugene.
Go ahead.
What did you want to say? Make your point. We're running out of time.
What I wanted to say was we're going to have to pay taxes because there's a lot of French in this United States that have American Indian in them. So are we going to have to pay this excess tax?
I don't know. I don't know, Eugene. I'm not clear where you were going with that. I don't know if there are going to be any reparations for French people. I kind of doubt it. 844-500-4242. We still have a few Moby Dicks left. Not many, but it's a great seafood place. It's in Wellfleet down on the Cape. $50 gift certificates for $25. We only got a handful left. Get them now. before it's too late. You won't regret it. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're hearing a lot about the energy supply problems. Basically, they're talking about gasoline this week, but there'll be other problems that'll be rearing their ugly heads soon enough. And we hear a lot about the panacea for all of us, the end-all and be-all of solutions, wind power and solar power. Well, it's not quite what it's said to be by AOC and Senator Markey and the rest of the Green New Deal crowd. One of the people who's been studying this for a long time is Robert Bryce. He's an author, journalist, filmmaker, podcaster, and a visiting fellow at the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity. And he's written some great stuff. He wrote a column recently for the Wall Street Journal. Rural America gets bad vibrations from big wind. We talked a little bit about this column, and he's a friend of John Heineracker, too, from powerlineblog.com. And we just want to have him in to talk about the situation, the problems with wind and solar. Robert Bryce, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Happy to be with you, Howie.
You know, one of the things that really stuck out in my mind that you were writing about is talking about how much land it would take to power America's electric grid with wind power. Merely meeting America's current electricity needs with wind energy would require a territory more than twice the size of California. How come that statistic is not more generally known?
It is incredible, isn't it, Howie? I mean, it's just... And yet, two different studies, one out of Harvard, one from Václav Smil, who's a very highly regarded energy analyst and prolific author, that data is easily available. But yet, we've been, you know, hearing from President Biden says he wants to build tens of thousands of wind turbines. Well, you can't build them in your state of Massachusetts. I mean, one of the points that I made in the piece in the Journal was in March that the town of Scituate ordered a wind turbine in that historic coastal town to be shut down at night because of the noise that it was causing. The noise from the wind turbine was keeping locals, people awake. And that I've been following this for over a decade now, and I've heard that complaint, Howie, from people in Canada, in Nova Scotia, in Ontario. Talked to people in Ireland, in Australia, all over the United States. The problem is very well known, and yet still the wind industry, give them credit, the incredibly good social marketing. 70% of Americans say they want more wind energy, but they don't account for the noise pollution. They don't account for the visual blight. And so I was pleased to get the piece in the Wall Street Journal, but this is an issue that gets essentially no press in the big media outlets because it doesn't fit the narrative of, oh, we're going to switch to everything to renewables and everything's going to be hunky-dory. It's just not the case.
Yeah, and you know, you also write about the fact that, you know, everybody is very interested in this until it actually comes to their town. And then they fight it tooth and nail, as I would fight it if it came to my town. Because, you know, you begin to do a little research and you go, and there's a place down on the Cape that had some wind turbines. And now they're outdated, and they're just trying to raise money. They may have to have some kind of extra tax levy to actually tear the damn things down. And you know, the chemicals in these wind turbines and even more so in the solar panels, these are very very toxic chemicals, rare earth minerals. They're hard to find. They tend to be disproportionately in China. This is just insane that this is being promoted like this without any kind of pushback, except on the local local levels.
Well, and the remarkable part of the story, and it's a point that I make in the piece in the Wall Street Journal, as well as in the report that I wrote for the Center of the American Experiment, which John Hinderrocker, you mentioned him, he kindly invited me to do the report for his think tank based up in Minnesota. But you look at the bluest states in America, including Massachusetts, but yes, particularly Vermont, where Bernie Sanders has been one of the most vocal proponents for renewable energy in the U.S. Senate. When he ran for president in 2016, his energy plan was all renewables everywhere. You can't build wind turbines in Vermont. It's impossible. The last, there was a single wind turbine project that was withdrawn in January because the Vermonters hate wind energy turbines. They just hate them. You can't build them in New York. In fact, the backlash in rural New York has been so extreme that Governor Cuomo engineered a law and passed it that effectively will give the bureaucrats in Albany the authority to override local land use rules when it comes to the siting of wind and solar. And finally, look at California. They've built effectively no new wind capacity since 2013. Why? Because people out there don't want their view sheds blighted by these right. 500 or 600 foot high wind turbines.
It's the same thing in the Hamptons too, on Long Island, right? Didn't they have something planned in, off the Hamptons? And you know, that's where Andrew Cuomo's brother now has moved. And you know, all the beautiful people live out there, and they can't tolerate this kind of stuff. So what you have is you have a guy like Cuomo. Let's just take him as an example. Cuomo says no fracking in New York, even though that would revitalize upstate New York, right? And it's just like it's revitalized Pennsylvania. He won't allow that. He's stopping these pipelines from going through, right? That would provide energy not only to New York but to New England. And yet, so now he is cracking down, and he wants the power to set up these types of energy that are much less efficient than piping natural gas through pipelines or fracking in rural New York. I mean, this is insanity.
And don't forget, Hallie, and this is the thing that just sticks in my craw, or as my late brother said, grills my cheese. On April 30th, they closed the Indian Point nuclear plant in Buchanan, New York. When that plant was operational, fully operational, it provided 25% of the electricity in New York City. From a footprint, and I it really gets on, I mean, it's made me so angry, and I've done 5 podcasts over it, because from a footprint of 1 square kilometer, those 2 reactors, 2,000 megawatts, provided 25% of all the juice in the city mm-hmm. of New York. And Cuomo cravenly, and cheered on by the Natural Resources Defense Council, whose CEO and president, Gina McCarthy, is now in the Biden administration, they closed that nuclear plant based on pure fear-mongering, and what's replaced it? Natural gas-fired generation. In a state that Cuomo said, oh, we're going to lead the nation in climate policy, and yet he closes the one of the single most important source of zero-carbon electricity in downstate New York. I mean, it's unconscionable what's happened to Harry, Hallie, and every time I talk about it, I get all worked up.
I know. Well,
it's been the difference between this fantasy about climate change and the reality of what you have to do on the surface of the earth to make energy and power available to people.
Right. I'm just looking at some of the texts I'm getting. I just got one from someone in Scituate, which is one of the places you wrote about in your Wall Street Journal piece. I live in Scituate and walk my dog in McEachern Park past that freaking wind turbine. It's an absolute eyesore on the waterfront and an annoying hazard to boot. And then here's another one. There was a situation where the fan blades spinning were causing a pulsating shadow on a bunch of people's houses. The town had to pass an ordinance that the turbines had to be shut down between certain hours. I think there's one in Boston somewhere. It's at a union hall or something, and it's never really worked right. And I'm told that they but they want to keep it going just for public relations efforts or something, or, you know, for optics or virtue signaling. So they run the windmill on electric power. I mean, how crazy is this?
Well, and these are the kinds of things that you see across the country, from Vermont to Hawaii. I bet, I don't know how many texts you're getting. I'm wondering how many of your listeners know that in late 2019, there were 200 people arrested on the island of Oahu protesting a wind project. Now, that doesn't make the front page of the New York Times. If you get hundreds of people arrested protesting the Keystone XL pipeline, that gets covered. If you get arrested covering the Dakota Access Pipeline, that gets covered. But the New York Times, and I've had pieces published in the New York Times, probably won't ever again because I'm calling them out, but they won't cover the backlash against the wind industry in New York State, even though it is arguably the epicenter of the backlash. This is just, it doesn't fit the narrative around what renewables are supposed to do. This is supposed to be great. And a final point, the wind industry has gotten, the federal tax incentives for the wind industry are roughly 160 times as great as those given to the nuclear sector. And now they continue to get these extensions of these federal tax incentives. This industry isn't based on consumer pull or economics. It's based on federal tax incentives. That's it. Full stop.
Yeah, and the other thing you mentioned here, we don't have that much time left, but even if it was producing a reasonable percentage of the power that was needed in the United States, you would still need to build these high voltage transmission wires to take it across the country from the rural areas or from the shorelines into the major urban areas where the population is. And again, you're going to have the same problem. Nobody wants those high transmission wires running through their neighborhoods, their bucolic conservation land, their backyards and their parks, do they?
No, of course not. And you saw this in New Hampshire, where the State Siting Board in New Hampshire recently blocked a high voltage transmission line that was supposed to bring hydropower from Canada into Massachusetts. So, you know, these are all fundamentally about land use conflicts, Howie, and it's the big picture is this conflict between urban residents who think they like renewables and the rural residents who would have to live with the visual blight that comes with these massive projects and the high voltage transmission projects. But I encourage your people, you know, read the piece in the Wall Street Journal. You can find it on my website, robertbrice.com, or at the americanexperiment.org on their website. But this should be an inflection point, in my view, Howie, in terms of how the public understands what's going on with energy and power systems in America.
Yeah, I think everybody's been kind of asleep at the switch over the last 5 years because, you know, we were becoming energy independent. The price of gasoline was low. The price of fuel oil was low. And now you see how quickly things can turn to excrement, basically. I mean, and that's what's happening here. And it's not just the gasoline pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline. It's everything. Everything is getting screwed up here in terms of energy. Where can people go for your podcast? A lot of the listeners like to listen to podcasts driving around.
Sure, it's the Power Hungry Podcast. It's available on all the podcast outlets, and since I'm the king of all media, they can also watch my documentary Juice. It's on free on Roku, the Roku channel. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Juice: How Electricity Explains the World.
All right, Robert Bryce, you've been writing some great stuff lately, and I'm very interested in this topic. And people need to stay on top of this because it's another Biden problem, headache that's not going to go away for the foreseeable future. Thank you, Robert Bryce. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It's definitely effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is, it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basement, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the sales price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be problems. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's
Howie Carr.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
We're still listening to the Biden comments on the CDC lifting the indoor mask guideline. We'll have some more cuts probably after the Chump line to play, but this was one we just discovered recently. This was from last week with Biden talking about his plan to grow the economy, his tax hike plan. This is again last week. This is Joe Biden, cut 12.
So, you, and by the way, you saw, you know, the last five leaders of Fed coming out and saying, what'd they say? They said Biden's plan is going to grow the economy.
The last five leaders of the Fed. Now, the last five leaders of the Fed would include Paul Volcker, who's not coming down for breakfast. And G. William Miller, who likewise is not coming down for breakfast. Now, does Joe have a Ouija board in the corner in the Oval Office? I don't know. So they said, well, he misspoke. He was actually talking about the last five Internal Revenue Service commissioners, but that's not true either. They just said if they raised taxes, it would be more equitable. They didn't say anything about it was going to grow the economy. But anyway, so Joe Biden is apparently seeing dead people. He sees dead people. Paul Volcker and G. William Miller. Paulina, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paulina.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Every time I hear Biden speak, my eyes just want to bleed, just as a side note. But I called to say specifically a comment on the vaccine issue. When I was having my son over a decade ago, it occurred to me that they're going to want to know, do I want to vaccinate or not? I had a choice at that point, the state where I was living in. And so I thought, well, I should be informed. And so I did a ton of research, and I found out all these different things. And the one thing that really swung me not to do it was this. It said that once you decide to vaccinate, and then if you decide to stop.
Paulina, we're having a problem understanding what you're saying. I think you're saying you made a decision not to vaccinate, but we'll call back if you want, and we'll get you back on. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, what's happening?
Good. Nothing.
Hey, listen, I want to ask a crazy question. Why is half of America voting for someone who may not be down for breakfast when all this really starts coming into effect, if it ever does?
Yeah, you know, that's a that's a really good question, John. I can't answer that question. I don't think anybody in the country can. You'd have to ask the individual people who voted for him what the hell they were thinking of. I mean, were they overcome with Trump derangement syndrome? Or did they really think that a guy who can't string two sentences together is a better president? Someone who doesn't know who's alive and dead, who doesn't know what office he's serving in. Speaking of which, do we have time for Nancy Pelosi? Speaking of massive confusion here, Nancy Pelosi is going to join us following in the footsteps of Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden. Here's the speaker.
Get ready. But I'm hoping to go to one of the games this weekend when I go home. I told my husband that we had a nice Father's Day a month early in store for him. We'll see. We can get tickets. Anyway.
My father, my brother, my husband. Does that remind you of any famous Roman Polanski movie starring Jack
Nicholson? My brother.
I said I want the truth.
He's my sister.
My brother.
My sister, my daughter.
My brother.
He's my sister and my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
Excuse me. I told my husband.
That movie came out in the 70s. As we've been saying all week, it's back to the 70s. I'm Howie Carr.